Welcome to Physics Talk. We are the Monkey Shooters. This is
Savilla, I'm a biology major.
Danny, I'm a marine biology major.
Richard, I'm a kinesiology major.
And I'm Kaylin, and I'm a kinesiology major as well.
Before we begin, we'd like to reiterate why physics is considered the fundamental science.
Physics is the study of the laws of nature that govern the behaviors of the universe from the smallest subatomic particles to the very largest. It applies these laws to the solution of practical problems and the development of new technologies.
Physicists range from being theorists to numerical modelers to calculating how systems behave.
Physics these days have become more and more branched out. Physicists now work with many different types of people. These people ranging from engineers, mathematicians, chemists, and biologists in order to understand and solve a wide range of problems confronting society today.
Knowing how to solve physics problems go hand in hand with critical thinking. For example, how to pose questions and how to solve problems. Physics is at the heart of almost every aspect of modern life.
Now we're going to discuss why physics and problem solving is beneficial to each of our majors.
As both Kaylin and I are physical therapy majors, we're going to have to deal with problem solving methods as well as physics on a daily basis. We're also going to have to know the different techniques of how to apply the problem solving process to an injury of a patient.
For example, if a person has a torn rotator cuff, we're going to have to realize that if we don't know anything about physics, we won't know how much force to apply to the in order to heal the injury, which will lead to a degression in the healing process as opposed to progressing the process.
Problem solving relates to marine biology because learning this method can help me solve problems relating to my future job. For example, problem-solving method is applied in understanding the amount of pressure that is put on a person while descending underwater. It is important to know how to ascend and descend because if done wrong, a person's lungs can collapse and their ears could explode.
Problem-solving is important to my field, which is psychiatry, because when a person comes to see me, I need to be prepared to analyze them in order to determine what kind of help they personally need and what type of medicine, if they should have medicine, they should receive.
In addition to our careers, physics and the problem-solving method can be applied to anything, including the Big Bang Theory.
The Big Bang Theory is a scientific effort to explain how the universe was created. Different advances in physics have been able to prove that our universe had a beginning.
The Big Bang Theory states that prior to the Big Bang, there is nothing. Then all of a sudden, this particle that was infinitely small and hot appeared.
But wait, I thought energy could neither be created nor destroyed.
Well, Richie, the Big Bang Theory goes beyond our current understanding of physics. A truly mind-boggling aspect of the Big Bang Theory are black holes, which are intense areas of gravitational pressure.
Oh yeah, I heard that they can be so intense that finite matter is actually squished into infinite density.
So wait, how could they have known it was infinitely small when there is nothing, as they say, to compare it to?
And if that's true, couldn't our universe still be infinitely small to something that is infinitely big?
Well, there are some misconceptions about the Big Bang Theory. For example, we tend to imagine it as a giant explosion, but experts say it was more an expansion.
Another theory is the creation theory, which just puts into perspective that a single being created the entire universe. But wait, didn't the Bible say that God stretched forth the heavens? So, is that the same thing as the expansion of a universe that's infinitely small?
Another explanation of how the universe was created was demonstrated in 2003 by Robert Gentry when he proposed an alternative to the standard Big Bang Theory in which he claims that it is inconsistent with empirical data.
That's right. Instead, he chooses to base his theory on Einstein's static space-time paradigm.
So through using Bloom's taxonomy in order to explain the Big Bang Theory, it makes it a lot easier to see why critical thinking is so applicable in science.
Critical thinking encompasses the entire process of obtaining, comprehending, analyzing, evaluating, internalizing, and acting upon knowledge and values.
Critical thinking as well means correct thinking in pursuit of relevant and reliable knowledge and values about the world.
And a person who critically thinks can ask appropriate questions, gather relevant information, efficiently and creatively sort through this information, and reason logically from this information, and finally come to the reliable and trustworthy conclusions about the world that enable one to live and act successfully in it.
So overall, critical thinking and problem solving can be related to not only physics, but to everyday aspects of our lives, including problem solving and our future jobs and majors.
So now hopefully you have a better understanding and a better appreciation of how critical thinking can help you in physics and all the other aspects of the fundamental sciences. So we're the Monkey Shooters. See you later, Tony.